The moment I stepped aboard Jacinta, I got that sinking feeling. That's because we were. But that's not how owner Graham sees it. He's a glass half full kind of bloke, and so is his 60-year-old boat. He's also an old gaffer, which means he lives in a peculiar parallel universe of defiant nostalgia powered by baggy wind-spilling rose-tinted square tarpaulins. Indeed, it's well known that gaffers have their own prehistoric language, similar to modern Welsh, and the term they use for these curious awnings is sails. The term Graham uses for sinking is, she does make a bit of water. In this strange world, it's a badge of honour to have the leakiest wooden boat possible, and in this respect, Graham and his Maurice Griffith-designed Lee Cockler are outright Olympic champions, the envy of all his bearded brethren. In the safety briefing, that's gaff talk for reciting a Bible-long list of Old Testament-style mortal dangers, he notified me that there were crabs in the bilges, live ones. This made him very proud. Indeed, he considered it something of a safety measure, as it meant that if we didn't drown, we wouldn't starve. As we departed the notorious gaff ghetto of Brightlingsea, on a pilgrimage bound for the 5,000th anniversary of the old gaffers, I was, I admit, a little alarmed at how the floating pontoon sprung up 2 feet higher the moment we let go the bar-tight warps. But I wasn't the only one. As we negotiated the tricky drying sandbanks of the Thames estuary in the top of a Force 18, which is barely enough to give a gaffer steerage way, the echo sounder also started to panic, sometimes going blank with fear, other times palpitating with terror from 60 feet to zero in half a heartbeat. But Graham was nothing daunted. In fact, he was downright cheerful, secure in the knowledge that even if there was no water under us, there was always at least 2 feet inside. One of his winter projects is to fit an echo sounder that gives depths inside the boat, just for the extra entertainment. At Harty Ferry, on the Kent coast, where I'd planned to jump ship, Graham cunningly anchored too far off, and even more cunningly, pretended to read a caution from the pilot book, warning of fierce, face-painted Pictish tribes ashore. I was still tempted, though, as I dozed fitfully, while the electric bilge pump spluttered and coughed through the night, like a third crew with emphysema. Normal procedure on a wooden boat is to lie with one hand draped over the side of your bunk to sound for rising water, but I dared not for fear of being eaten by a monstrous bilge crab. In the morning, as the sun fell on my face through the gaps in the planking, I found, to my horror, that I was still alive. Next chance to jump ship would be Ramsgate. Through the day, we mostly motored, but with the sails up. There seemed little point in taking them down, as Jacinta wasn't that much faster without them. After the autopilot went loopy, Graham toyed with the idea of harnessing it to drive the bow for his violin. Most gaffers have fiddles to repel boarders. Meanwhile, I thought that if we could get the bilge pump to issue out the stern, it would provide a knot and a half extra from water jet propulsion. At Ramsgate for 5 days, as Jacinta gurgled contentedly, we sojourned and carused. That's gaff talk for tacking from pub to pub. Our explorations revealed 2 points of cultural interest for visiting sailors. First, they do indeed have face-painted Pictish tribes here, ladies with precarious stacked shoes used for traversing the marshes. Second, it's virtually impossible to get thrown out of pubs, even with a violin. The other thing that happened was that my mind was so weakened by strong mead, I gave up my resolve to jump ship. And another thing happened. The bilge crabs were multiplying and getting larger. But nevertheless, as we motored onward, sometimes with the sails up to provide shade, I wasn't so bothered that we were sinking. Perhaps I'd overreacted. At Eastbourne, we encountered our first pair of red trousers, a sure sign that we were nearing civilization, and that also meant it was becoming time for me to leave Graham to complete his odyssey solo to Cowes for the Gaffer Glastonbury on the summer solstice. Home again, in my bed of dry cotton sheets, I found it difficult to nod off without the gentle gurgling lullaby of the bilge pump, as soothing as a trickling water feature in a rock garden. I suppose water is a feature of Jacinta, but she and Graham are each as devoted to the other, nurturing, caring for one another, wedded in a way. They fit. So what if she makes a bit of water? She's a lovely boat.